Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Obviously, we all know where our heads went. Where was your head at when you were kind of initially dealing with coming off the field?
Obviously, you know, just frustrated because, you know, I put a lot of work in and, you know, you try to limit things like that happening, stuff like that. So just definitely a frustration with it. But the blessing was I was able to walk off the field on my own power. So I got to count those blessings for sure.
I was going to say, it feels like it has to be kind of a finding the perspective because you did walk off the field. And we are now talking about it a couple weeks later. You know, when you went down, I think we were all, you know, wondering what was going on. How has this been mentally for you?
I've been good, man. Just, you know, been through it before, but it's not as a bad of thing as of getting caught off the field. So yeah. That's a blessing in itself. So I got a chance to practice. So, you know, that's a blessing, man. It's the last few injuries I had, I wouldn't be able to come back and practice, and then I was done for the year. So this is just a small bump.
What's the path for you to get back out there?
Just continue to practice, continue to just fine tune my craft, get my wind up, just continue to just go, practice, like I said, getting back into the groove of things. You know, this cornerback thing is all about momentum and having a good feel for it and just pretty much having an overall feel for the game. So I just feel like, you know, as much as I'm on the field and continue to practice with my teammates, I continue to get better.
Quite the situation for Dorian to kind of be thrust into going into his rookie season. What did you make of his performance?
Oh, man, Dorian played great. I mean, you know, he played great, sticky in coverage, tackled well, did everything that we expected him to do that he's been doing since he got here. So the way he performed, it was not a surprise to any of us.
I'm sure it was probably very difficult, but what was it like watching the game, wherever you were watching it from?
You know, anytime you think you could be out there to help your teammates out, you know, it's definitely frustrating. But, you know, knowing that the guys that we have on our team, man, it's no drop-off, whoever is out there. So it was definitely hard to watch, but, you know, I had total confidence in my guys and the team that we have. Obviously, you know, you got the best quarterback in the league, and you got a guy like that. It's on us as defense, just get him the ball back as many times as we can, and we're going to have our shot in each and every game.
How cool was it to be a part of that ending?
Oh, it was cool, but, you know, it's nerve-wracking in itself, too. But, like I said, total confidence in our guys. The confidence didn't waver at all. You know, we were down by 14 with 5 minutes left. You know, we got a big stop, got to score quick, and got a three and out, and, you know, get a ball back to 17, and, you know, he makes magic happen. So that's gonna be the thing of the whole year. Try to get as many stops as we can. Get Josh back the ball, and we know if he got the ball, you know, we got a great shot of winning each and every game that we're in.
With how you feel right now, do you think you're going to suit up and take the field Sunday?
Now, you know, I'm not able to discuss injuries or anything with the media. You know, Coach McNerney will be on me about that, so I'm going to have to go to the next question.
When you think back to where you started the summer in training camp, and I know up the injury was kind of like push pause for a minute, but how did you feel about being back on the field, competing, being out there with Christian? How do you feel like where your game was at?
Oh, yeah, I was definitely training towards training upwards. Anytime, you know, you play this game, the more you're on the field and the more you can get a feel for it, especially at this position, the more you can get a feel for routes and route combinations and formations and things like that, you're always going to have a good chance of performing well. So if I can get as much film study in, continue to get out there on the film, like, you know, my confidence will go up with, you know, how my practice goes and if I'm out there doing well, moving well, transitioning well. So as much as I can get out there with my teammates and get comfortable, get my feedback, and, you know, we got a long season, so you don't want to sort of do something that's premature. So you just want to definitely be smart with it and continue to just play it day by day, listen to the body, because, you know, that's the main thing. You listen to your body, your body pretty much tells you what it needs. So with me being in this league for a long time and just knowing, like, how these things work, rest, getting a lot of reps, watching a lot of film, and that's the best thing that I can do.
What do you see from the Jets? We know they have Garrett, obviously, who's dynamic. And what do you see from their receivers?
Oh, man, those guys block well. They can attack one-on-one matchups. Like you said, Garrett Wilson, one of the best in the NFL, so it's going to take a total team effort on him. But these guys run the football, man. They're very physical, want to run downhill. So it's going to be on us to, you know, as a total team to stop the run. We stop the run and just try to limit the damage. They got one of the best backs in the NFL, and Breece Hall, this guy can does it all. You know, three down back, run downhill, he can one cut, can make you miss, home run speed, lead speed. So the quarterback, too, he can hurt you with your legs, and he can throw the ball, has a strong arm, too, can make all the throws. So I feel like with the way that, you know, we're paying attention to detail, the way we practiced yesterday, today, still finishing up some things that we need to get cleaned up. But I think if we continue to prepare well and play Bills defense, we'll be fine on Sunday.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.